Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawa. Today is Thursday, April 14th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is, It's a Real Kingdom. Our text is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 14. Now, after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Pastor says, Jesus began his ministry talking and preaching about the kingdom of God. Mark chapter 1 verses 14 and 15 says, Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Observe the term Jesus used as he preached. The kingdom of God is at hand. Is at hand is one of two expressions. On the one hand, it means it's near. On the other hand, it means it's here. In John chapter 3 verses 3 to 5, Jesus made it so plain. He said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Notice the expressions, he cannot see and he cannot enter. This shows that the kingdom of God is real. You don't see it with your optical eyes, but you see it in your spirit. We enter and became a part of the kingdom when we were born again. That's how the kingdom became real to us and in us. Jesus also used the expression, the kingdom of heaven. Though many use both expressions interchangeably, they are clearly different. The kingdom of heaven is more perfectly expressive of that part of the kingdom of God established by Jesus in the earth. The kingdom of God includes all of that which is under God in the earth and in heaven. But the kingdom of heaven is that part of the kingdom of God that's functional in the earth, set up by the Lord Jesus Christ. So, when Jesus came and said the kingdom of God is at hand, he was actually talking about the kingdom of heaven that he had come to set up, because the kingdom of God was already there before Jesus came. Our Heavenly Father is the head of the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 24 shows us that at the end of all things, the kingdom of heaven that's been set up in the earth will be delivered to the Father, because it belongs to Him all along. Hallelujah! Please take this prayer with me. Blessed Father, thank you for your kingdom that's in my heart. Your glory is revealed in me today, as I bear testimony of the glorious news of your saving power, bringing many out of damnation into the glorious liberty of the kingdom, in Jesus' name, Amen. For further study, please read Matthew chapter 3 verses 1 and 2, Matthew chapter 10 verse 7, and Luke chapter 17 verse 20 and 21. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, So, when Jesus came and said, The kingdom of God is at hand, he was actually talking about the kingdom of heaven that he had come to set up, because the kingdom of God was already here before Jesus came. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here's PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.